This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve's big surprise, its bond-buying stimulus, will just keep on coming. The U.S. economy is not strong enough yet to taper off, was the logic that caught the market consensus off guard. The Dow went up 147 points, 1% yesterday to 15,676, a record-closing high. The S&P hit a new record as well, with the prospect of corporate and consumer borrowing costs staying lower rather than higher moving into the autumn. In Europe this morning, a similar effect. The FT 100 in London is up 1.4% at the moment. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more from the British capital.
Investors here have been pleasantly surprised by the Fed announcement. They had been expecting a cut of at least $10 billion a month in the Fed's bond purchases. The fact that the purchases will go on as before and the flood of cheap money will continue has buoyed up stock and bond prices in Europe today. Some economic analysts, however, are not celebrating. Howard Wealdon says the Fed stimulus is beginning to look permanent.
Where do you end? Where do you stop? Do we reach a period where it is actually impossible to stop it and it goes on a permanent basis? I think that would be extremely dangerous.
Another leading London commentator said the Fed's decision could lead to another massive bubble in stock and house prices, leading to another catastrophic implosion that would make the last crisis look like a blip. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.